این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن می کند.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah, ya Allah, subhanallah. Allah, ya Allah, walhamdulillah. Allah, wa la ilaha illallah. Allah, ya Allah, wallahu akbar.
July 12, 1983. Place Hosseinia Jamaran, Tehran. Ambition is the result of lack of purification of the soul. Of the things that a person suffers from is this eternal evil, which urges him to take change of efforts. If he clutches with himself that a greater reward would be given to him, should be assist the person who is in charge and does a better job, he will not accept. The question is not that he wants the reward, the question is that he wants the material world. If difference arises among individuals, seek it within the individual themselves to discover the issue. Is the issue interest of Islam and interest of the Muslim, or the issue is his own interest?
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. About trust in God, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "Do not be egocentric and subordinate your will to the will of God Almighty. He will then make you an instrument and manifestation of His will." You know, in this viewpoint of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, he is in fact focusing on the subject of tawakkul, which is highly recommended in our religion. You know, trusting God means to rely upon Him and to commend all affairs to Him by diverting from anyone or anything else. The source of trusting God is power of heart and conviction. Likewise, loss of trusting God is originated from feebleness of heart and conviction and influence of apprehension and illusions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His holy book, "Allah is sufficient for the needs of whoever trusts in Him." Surah At-Talaq, verse number 3.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
Sallallahu alayhi.
Trust in God does not mean to neglect the means that achieve benefits and to leave no single hand for facing events and crises. As a matter of fact, trusting God is to confide in and depend on Him exclusively, because He, being the source of goodness, the originator of reasons, the predominant over the creatures, and the only one able to give success, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To have such trust in God should not conflict with the reliance on the natural means and the outward reasons for achieving the aims, such as supplying for traveling, armament for fighting against the enemies, treatment against diseases, and guard against dangers. You know, all these are necessary for protecting man and achieving his aims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided to make all matters proceed according to their natural reasons. However, it is necessary to depend upon and trust in God for achieving these purposes. That is why Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi recommended us to strengthen our trust in God, and I hope that all of us would reach this level of spirituality to be pleasant with whatever comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and consequently thank Him for everything that happens in our lives. Thank you very much for listening to us. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Ruhel Ali Khomeini, Ruhel Ali Khomeini, Ruhel Ali Khomeini.
Every night and every day.
Every night and every day. Never forget to say, La ilaha.